back at it. Another edition of the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Tuesday, September 21st. We started off by sipping space beer, or at least dreaming about it. You're going to have to drop some coin if you want that opportunity. Alcohol delivery can be yours now thanks to DoorDash. And we hit the phones today to hear your weird collections. What strange things do you collect? Elton John has sidelined his never-ending tour once again, this time not because of COVID, but due to a personal ailment. Song Stories Today featured the Dream Police. We hit the F My Life Born Loser's Diary online and talk the Sopranos ending and prequel, which we'll have an opportunity for you to go see next week. Here you go. It's the Daily Podcast.
Weren't we supposed to talk to Steve Picaro? Was it Jeff's the dead one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Jeff's the dead one. So Steve, who are we supposed to talk to from
Tony? No, it was Lukather.
Steve Lukather. Steve Lukather a few weeks ago.
What do we find out? 10 minutes before that, he was having a rough day. He just didn't want to do it.
Couldn't get him. I was like, come on.
Yeah. Huh? He's at that level of rock star.
Yeah. Right.
We literally had like
old and cranky.
Three questions for him, and that was it. That was all we had. We had a question about Jimmy Page.
Right.
A question about something in their songs, why somebody's singing Africa and not whatever.
Right.
And he talked to us for like 20 minutes, I think, earlier that year.
Yeah. Right.
He had a great chat with us.
Right, exactly.
Maybe he didn't remember.
And I'm like, no, I was having a bad day.
Nope.
59 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds. More humid than it was yesterday. But temperature will be about the same. 78 degrees, 59 at the moment. You know what would make him, Steve Lukather, feel a lot better? A Utopia beer.
What is this?
All right. Well, you know, I'm the space junkie, and this whole Inspiration 4 flight was amazing to me. I love the whole idea. I like the idea they're trying to raise money for St. Jude's Hospital. Right? And Jim Cook, the guy from Sam Adams, came up with a beer. He actually had the official beer of Inspiration 4.
Is that right?
Right? Paid $100,000, made a $100,000 donation to St. Jude's Hospital, and he became the official beer of Inspiration 4. And they actually had it up there in space with them. Something tells me that NASA normally doesn't send beer. Right, but these guys had it. Now there is something interesting about a Utopia beer. Basically, it will only be legal in about 15 states.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right. It has a 28% APV.
Oh my God!
Right. It might as well be alcohol.
Yeah, do shots of it.
Right. You know, normally average beverage alcohol by volume.
Yeah,
right. Alcohol by volume. Normally, it's about 5%. All right. This is 28%, and it's a no-no in 30% of the states in America.
Good Lord. Right. And in space, does it get even stronger?
Right. Very possible. All, you know, look, I had a vodka on the rocks
Italy.
No.
Russia.
Start naming cities.
In Denver. Oh. In Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Punch you in the ass, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. Yep. It felt like I had three. Yep. So in space, I can only imagine what this is like.
It's available here.
Is it available here?
Available in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware.
Really? Because I checked the list, and on the list, I just assumed Pennsylvania. There's no way it would be available here.
What does that go for? Like $100 a six pack?
I don't think they sell it in a special bottle, almost as if it looks like it would be a tequila bottle. But it'll be back on shelves in October 11th. It's the 12th edition they're doing now.
Once it floats back.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we got that to look forward to. That should make for a great weekend, right? You know what? I'm going to buy a bottle so you can have it the Monday after football.
You know what? I appreciate that. I'm going to get out my bounty house to just simulate it.
Speaking of alcohol, do you know DoorDash has officially announced that they've branched into alcohol delivery?
Oh.
Oh, they weren't doing that?
Well, yeah. No, they weren't. No. They're only going to be able to do it in 20 states. Washington, D.C., Canada, and Australia also have the ability for it. But basically what they do is you go on their app. There's a tab that says alcohol. You click on that. You send them a picture of your ID. The delivery person picks up what it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show them the ID that you sent, mm-hmm. right? And then he hands it over to you.
Nice.
Hmm. All right. This, of course, will not be happening in Pennsylvania.
Well, probably not.
Yeah, no.
So, not exactly known for our lax alcohol restrictions.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't use it. I would rather go and pick up my own.
Well, we like going to the Disney World of booze.
Yeah, even if that didn't exist, I don't think I would still do it. I'd rather be able to just go through and pick through. It's like doing the food shopping.
Yeah, I'm the same way with groceries.
I don't want
somebody
picking my stuff.
See, you're not thinking about the alcoholics.
All right, I'm not.
You know, you remember the old Ajax liquor store?
Nope.
They did delivery.
Ajax liquor store.
Ajax liquor store?
That's right, pal.
Yeah, you guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got a quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right, how much do you want?
I want fifths.
You want fifths, all right.
Four fifths
tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got four-fifths tequila.
Better make that five.
Five-fifths tequila.
Five-fifths tequila.
Got that.
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
Do you got my cinema?
I think you're pardon?
Four. Four-fifths of scotch.
Hello.
So is this Ajax liquor store?
That's right, pal.
You listening to the Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listening to the Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to taxidermy?
That's impossible.
I'm sorry, it was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
Five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
Okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
Just two cases.
Two cases, all right, I've got that down, all right.
Don't send any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, and two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce cans.
You just bring that right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver?
Up to my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park.
Right? Bambi the deer plays there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers or anything like that?
I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
Five.
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 Two?
Two.
Well, that's not my address. That's my order.
That's the order. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. There's a big statue of a brindle Great Dane dog out front.
You're not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue. Okay. We got five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. In one case, that's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No. I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We were talking about that Utopia beer earlier.
Yep.
Right? When I mentioned it, some guy, and I asked him what he paid for it, some guy said, he said he had two bottles of the 2015. So they put it out every 2 years, mm-hmm. right? And probably was cheaper then. What do you say it's going for now?
I think it was $230 a bottle.
$230 a bottle for a beer with 28% alcohol.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I wonder what it sold for in 2015.
$239.
Probably
around the same.
Yeah, I asked him. He didn't respond to me. That's a strange thing to collect. I mean, we all collect some strange things. I mean, Dave's got his Bond collection.
Oh, yeah.
I've got my electronics. Do you collect anything?
Nope.
No, not
I am great at throwing things away.
Are you really? Oh,
yes.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if my electronics collection is more of a collection or a hoarding.
No, your collection
you have a microphone
is
collection.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I collect microphones.
Yeah, they're out on display.
The electronics, you're a hoarder.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, probably a hoarder with the electronics. But what is of your Bond stuff, what mm-hmm. is your prize possession?
Oh, God, my prize possession. Probably
the
probably,
thing I got him for Christmas last year.
That was up in my room for about 3 months, and then we had a kid. So it's in the crawl space now.
Oh, wow, John.
But,
wow, there you go.
I mean,
what did you get?
To be fair, 95% of it's in the crawl space. It was a poster.
Connery
poster.
Yeah,
like one of those disc plates, I think they're called.
Yeah,
they're magnetic. They're really sweet.
Okay.
They're easy to hang. My prize possession probably is my GoldenEye pinball Translite. The Translite is the picture on every pinball machine
that
gets lit up and you can see through it.
Right,
and it's for the GoldenEye pinball machine. That is out right now.
Right.
In fact, I'm in the midst of repairing it for my son.
Okay.
Who wants to see it flash and not just be on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Aside from that, probably that interview with Roger Moore.
Right. Oh, wow.
Honestly, it's not tangible.
Right.
I will hold that as my prized possession forever. Yeah.
Okay.
It's never going to happen again.
I would say with the microphones, I've collected a lot of microphones, but I always wanted the microphones that Johnny Carson had on his desk. Right now, not the actual ones,
sure.
but at least those models. And over the course of his career, he had three different microphones on his desk, and I have all three of them.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? And they're all like RCA, you know, carbon ribbon microphones. So they're great.
Do you have the Bob Barker
right
one?
I have a similar Bob Barker one. Okay. I don't have the actual Bob
Toothpick.
Barker one.
Yeah,
right. That thing.
He holds it so daintily.
You know, it's funny because there was a story this morning about strange things that Americans collect. Now, I don't think anything that we have mentioned is strange. Number one on the list, banana plants.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right. Wow. Number two, raccoon and penguin statues. Portraits of Wolverine. Gargoyles. Frozen pizza packaging.
See, that's weird. That's hoarding. I can understand the Wolverine thing. It's like Dave's Bond stuff. It's a Marvel.
Okay. It's fanboy stuff.
Yeah. Swords of any kind. Okay. Living Dead dolls. Automotive parts.
I don't understand any of that stuff.
Swords, I kind of get. You always see those shops in like flea markets.
Yeah.
Katana blades.
You know what? Let's open it up to everybody. 215-263-WMGK. Do you collect some strange thing, and what is it? We'd like to know. I mean, we've got this guy who's collecting the Utopia beer. Dave's got his Bond stuff. I got my microphones. Do you collect some strange things? Call us at 215-263-WMGK. And then there's Cindy, who collects hair jewelry.
Right. From the 1800s. Right. Dead people's hair and jewelry.
That is so weird. That is absolutely weird.
How much do you have, Cindy?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe like 20 pieces.
Wow.
I mean, a lot. But, you know, I haven't bought anything recently because, believe it or not, it's gotten really popular and prices are more expensive than I want to spend.
I can't believe this.
There's
an upmarket in hair jewelry.
Yes, there is. Right?
If you go to her basement, there's skulls.
I wish.
The reason why I brought this up is someone did a survey about the strangest things that Americans collect, and we're asking people, okay, what is it that you collect? All right, I'll call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Number two on the list, number one on the list is banana plants. Number two on the list is raccoon and penguin statues, which... You know, every once in a while you get a collection, but you didn't plan on getting a collection.
Yeah.
I had a cartoon in my office at one time, back when I was right after I graduated from college. I was working in this movie theater, and we did this bit in college on college radio about penguins. And I saw this cartoon from New Yorker magazine, and it was this little, like, ragtag girl out on the street selling matches in the snow. But on every other corner, there was a penguin selling matches also.
Okay.
You know, and then, you know, the girl says to the penguin, "Hey, what's the deal?" That's all it was. It was like a little typical New Yorker, you know, magazine cartoon, right? People would see it and they go, "Oh, you like penguins?" And the next thing you know, they would drop off a penguin something.
Yeah.
I had a wall of penguin toys and all kinds of stuff. I never intended on collecting it.
Right.
And this, you know, sometimes people, you know, just end up putting it in, you know, in your lap.
Yeah, word of mouth. It's like an assumption collection.
Right. And, oh, he likes this. All right. So what is it for you? Do you have a strange collection of any kind? Or do you have a collection of any kind? What are you collecting? Call us here in the studio.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, "I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back."
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
It was on this date, 1978, that the Cheap Trick released Dream Police. And you know, when guys write songs, I mean, usually they emerge in the songwriter's head. It's almost fully done by the time they get into the studio. Robin Zander and Tom Peterson say Cheap Trick's Dream Police, it wasn't one of those songs. Here's the two of them.
Dream Police is rewritten about three times. If you heard the original version, you might not even recognize the song. The final version ended up on the record, so...
Had we played that song I don't remember if it was together. I don't think it
we
was.
Never, we never had it together enough to play it until we did the record. It was in so many different forms, it never got finished until we actually did the record.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Elton John postponed his tour again?
Yep.
All right.
Pushing dates into 2023. He's still going to do dates in 2022.
Right.
But he needs to have hip surgery, so he's pushing the 2021 dates to 2023.
What? Why? How come he needs the hip surgery?
Because he's old.
Right. Did he fall?
Falling apart. I don't know. He had an injury to his hip. I don't remember if he fell or not.
Right. Can you imagine? Have you ever seen his house?
Oh, all the time. Go over it constantly every other weekend.
No. There are pictures and video of his house. His house is gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. You imagine just walking along.
And no, I'm still standing better than I ever did.
Yeah.
About how it went?
2023.
Dude, that tour started in 2018, 3 years ago.
In our old studios.
Right? Yeah.
When that tour was
September
announced.
2018.
We're on the third,
yes.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
Never-ending tour.
Dude, listen, I understand that you want to do it.
For the both of us.
Yeah.
We've been touring studios. He's been touring the world.
Yeah, if you're breaking hip before you go out on tour, hang it up. Just stop. As Sebastian would say, aren't you embarrassed?
No, I'm proud of him.
He's getting hip surgery, John.
So what?
Roll him out there like Axl Rose.
You know what?
Hurts the hip surgery. By the way, hip surgery nowadays, right? I have some surgeon friends.
Yeah.
They they refer to it. It's closer to carpentry than it is to surgery.
Sure. Great. Whatever.
So, all right. Come on. If the guy can keep going, let him keep going.
He can't. He can barely keep going.
No, he can go. He's just...
You know who can also keep going? Phil Collins. When somebody carries him out onto the stage and sits him in front of a microphone.
Maybe Elton's son will be playing piano by the end of this tour.
It's possible. It is possible. All right. How old's this kid now? Six?
Yep.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came. The girls never came!
Every day I run into all kinds of problems. If not here at my job, then when I get home. F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
I love this jingle. Every time we play it, I love this jingle. Bill hates it, but I love this jingle. F my life, these are actual posts that happen on the F my life website, and we're just going to run through some of them. So no matter how your day's going, I guarantee you, these people have got it worse. What do you got, Steve?
My daughter recently told me that she wanted to convert to Christianity, not because of a strong relationship with God, but because she wants to post Facebook statuses about him and, quote, get lots of likes. F my life. Yes. Welcome to the church.
Dave?
I came home yesterday to find my roommate spinning on a computer chair and pooping at the same time.
What?
He'd taken peyote. Now the whole place smells of dookie. F my life.
Today was my 35th birthday. My wife greeted me naked with an itemized list of what's off limits. A list of what had been on the menu would have been shorter and might have had better spelling.
Oh, wow.
F my life.
I tried inviting a girl I work with out to dinner. She replied with, sorry, I already have plans. So I asked her what they were. And she said, I don't know yet, but I'll think of something.
Oof.
F my life.
Oof. Brutal. Today I told my son that his grades are dropping and his behavior is getting out of hand. To which he replied, yeah, so is your weight. F my life.
I just learned I'm shooting blanks and can't have children. My wife's response was that her brother could be our sperm donor.
Hell no.
Wow.
She has no interest. She has no issues with this.
Wow.
Hell no.
Wow.
That's my life.
Wow. Wow. I told my dad I'm applying for a beauty pageant, and I'll find out tomorrow if I'm chosen to compete. I told him that there's a registration fee and a sponsorship fee, which he then assured me that I would be picked because they want the money from the fees. FML.
Oh, God. How do you say that to your daughter?
Today I accidentally bought chicken fingers. I couldn't even make it 2 days as a vegetarian. F my life.
And lastly this morning, yesterday I took my 2-year-old into a public restroom. I was just about to sit her on the toilet seat when the automatic flush went off. Scaring her and causing her to pee all over the two of us.
Oh, God, relatable.
F my life. We have somebody on the phone who believes that they have an F my life that may top what we've done today.
Yep.
Hi, who's this?
Hello. Laurie Mitchell.
Laurie, how you doing?
All right. I'm good. So here's the deal.
Okay.
3 weeks ago, I sold my house.
Right.
The house I was going to buy fell through. I'm 3 weeks in a hotel. I've got 4 more weeks to go.
All right.
I backed my Wrangler into a tree and broke the back windshield.
Okay.
I locked my keys in my car at work at U-Haul. I know. It's
That's
so
enough.
Funny.
It's enough for me.
Is there more?
I rented a U-Haul truck and hired some movers to help me move my bronze studio because I'm an artist.
Okay.
The battery was dead in the truck.
Okay.
My God.
So I called 1-800-GO-U-HAUL, 56-minute wait time. I went to uhaul.com/help. They created a ticket, but no one got back to me.
Uh-huh.
I went on Twitter and said, what the hell? I worked for U-Haul and my battery's dead.
And?
So,
is it over yet?
No, it's not over yet. The hits keep on coming. I mean, my boss quit. My new boss is fine. But, you know, I'm just like, I keep waiting for the next shoe to drop, and it always seems to drop every day. It's
wow.
just like, I'm really like, today, what's going to happen?
Well, you
is
know,
my battery going to die in my Jeep? I don't know.
Well, there's only one way to solve this.
What's that?
Let's give her a John DeBella Show Booyah Kasha t-shirt.
Wow, that other shoe just fell.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
I am amazed the amount of people who are already lined up for this. We had a story earlier this morning. We asked people to call in and tell us about their strangeness. That is strange things that people collect. And number one on the list, somebody put together a list of what the top 10 were. And number one on the list was banana plants. Right?
I'm still scratching my head over this.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like, I don't know. I can understand having them, collecting them.
Right. Yeah. How do you preserve them?
Yeah, right. But we all have our collections. I have my microphones. You have your Bond stuff. Steve has his Soros.
Surprised you don't have baseball cards or something.
Yeah,
something
nope.
sporty.
Nothing at all. No. This really.
What's the
autographs?
Point?
Nope. I don't know. Right,
nothing.
Nope.
Right.
What's the point?
Wow.
Baseball caps?
No.
No.
I mean, I wear
all
them,
right.
but. I don't collect them. Pancake down the hall. Pierre's producer collects Dude, he has an insane amount of baseball hats.
Yeah.
I've talked to him over the years. If your house caught on fire, do you have a plan to get your hats out? He goes, yeah. All right. I go, kids or hats first? He says, kids. But there's a debate.
There's a safe room for each.
But, well, he's gotten so big with his collection that he now designs hats. And the Phillies did. Haven't they done two hats for him?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Two hats that he's designed. The Phillies have
yep.
put out on the market.
Yep.
So what is it for you? Call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK. But we've got a Betty on the line here. Good morning, Betty. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fine. All right. So strange collections. We saw this list this morning. What do you collect?
Ladybugs.
Live ones?
Well, if they come around, but no, replicas. People give me jewelry. People give me little ladybugs that sit around.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pillows.
And you know, you can buy ladybugs, live ones, by the box full.
No way.
Yes way. there are gardening magazines that they send into you in a sisal, you know, that straw, and it's filled with ladybugs. And then you get the box, you shake them out, and then they start flying around your whole garden.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Look at that. You got a gardening tip and on the radio all in one fell swoop. Hiya, Russ. How you doing?
All right. How are you, John?
I am fine. What is your strange collection? What do you collect?
Shot glasses.
Mm. How long have you been doing this, Russ?
Probably about 35 years.
Oh, God. How big is this collection? Yeah.
I've got about 80 or 90 of them.
Okay. Wow.
Do you use them at all, or are these
No, these are all from places I visited or places that other people have visited. That's how it got started.
And what's your prize shot glass?
I'd have to say one that I got in Minnesota a few years ago that actually has a moose hanging over the top. A plastic moose.
Nice. That sounds great. Have a good morning.
You too, John.
Hey, Dot.
Hey, how you doing? Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So what's your collection? What strange things do you collect?
Genie bottles.
Genie bottles?
Like I dream of genie.
Aren't they just perfume bottles, but they're that shape?
Well, yeah, but they call them genie bottles.
Oh, they call them genie bottles.
Oh, there's not actually a genie in there.
No, there's no genie inside.
Oh, that's right, disappointing. Right.
And if there is, she can't show her navel.
Oh, is that? I didn't know that was a rule on I Dream of Jeannie.
That
I had
was.
No idea.
Right? She that never showed her table.
She was so hot.
Have a good morning. Hey, Matt, what about yourself?
I collect beer cans.
Beer cans. What is it? Oh, guys only do the alcoholic things? The last guy was shot glasses. This guy's beer cans.
Are you collecting, like, old school ones, Matt?
Yes. So if you go back in the collection, there's the ones originally they had, like, the straight wall, the straight edge can.
Right.
There's some old ones, like the old Froth and Slosh. They have these full-bodied women on them.
Sure.
Like beer-drinking women from probably the 50s or 60s.
St. Pauli girls.
Are all of these opened, or are some of them still...
Some of them are opened. It's best if you open them from the bottom and drain the beer out. But I do have a few that are full. One of my prize pieces is a full can of Bud Light. The very first time that they ran Bud Light in a can was in 1981, and I have a can from the first run of the
Bud
Light.
But you have to admit, a guy is really desperate for beer if he wants the can and opens it from the bottom.
But you drain it out. But I find it great that he said, my prized possession, like he's collecting art. Priceless works of art.
A Bud Light.
My prized collection is my Bud can.
Have a good morning. Christine, what about yourself? What do you collect?
Hello.
Hello.
I collect bicentennial coins.
Bicentennial coins?
That's kind of cool.
They came out 1 year. Once you have one, don't you have a collection?
No, they're really awesome. I probably have them all. I have probably 500 of them.
What?
Wow. What?
Yes.
Wait, there are 500 different bicentennial coins, or you just have 500 bicentennial coins?
I have 500 of them. No, there's just one.
There's just one.
There's one.
This one's extra shiny.
There's one type of the quarter, and then there's half-dollar bicentennial coins, and then there's dollar bicentennial coins.
So you have all three?
Yeah.
How much money do you think that is?
It's probably $700-$800.
Not a bad rainy day fund if you want to get rid of your collection.
Not bad at all. Right.
I know. My husband just threatened he wants to cash it in.
I collect bitcoins.
Bitcoin. No, that's not something real. You can't touch that.
Have a good morning.
Thanks, guys.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
Next week, we're going to have tickets for that. The Saints of Newark. Is that what it's called?
Correct. The Many Saints of Newark.
The Many Saints of Newark. That's the prequel to The Sopranos.
Yes.
It's Tony Soprano as a kid, right?
Right. And it's James Gandolfini's actual kid.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Now that makes so much sense when I see the promos on YouTube, right? It's like... Yeah, that's that one. I got a kid who really looks a lot like James.
Yeah, it's like straight out of Compton with Ice Cube's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All right. Well, David Chase has been doing promotion for that movie.
Right.
And in one interview, and I got a piece of this interview yesterday, in this interview, someone asked him about Don't Stop Believing. And, you know, because to this day, nobody understands what the hell happened to that the TV show anyway. Right? And how did he end up using that song? And this is what David had to say.
In pre-production, there was going to be a song at the end.
Yeah.
He was going to play with the jukebox. I was in the scout van with all the department heads. Production design. We're looking for locations. And I never had done this before. I said, listen, I'm going to talk about three songs that I want thinking about for ending the show. And they were like, oh, he's asking us. One of them was Al Green. What the hell's the name of that song?
Love and Happiness?
Love and Happiness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
The second one I don't remember, and the Journey song, Don't Stop Believing. They went, yeah. Oh, Jesus, no, don't do that. And I said, well, I guess that's it. That's the one. I wasn't saying that because just to throw it in their face.
Yeah.
I just thought that was kind of my favorite. And I just thought it got a reaction of some kind. So I can make this song lovable.
Right.
Which it was. You know,
sure.
It had been.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.